action continues now on KDY.
Welcome back. 2 minutes away from the beginning of the third quarter. 40-29, West Plains with the lead here. Take a look at the remaining schedule for the regular season as we're winding down pretty quickly. After today, we've got the game with Waynesville here on Tuesday night. On the 9th, travel to Parkview. 13th, home with Rolla. Then on the 14th, travel to Springfield Central. Then finish up the regular season on the 20th with Bolivar. That'll be it for the regular season. And then February 29th through March 5th is the Class 5 District 6 tournament. So see how the seeding goes on that. Stay tuned to Hot Country KDY for all of those games and to know when those are. But join us Tuesday night as the Scissors host Waynesville. Once again, 40-29, West Plains with the lead. We're at halftime. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with second half action. West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back, West Plains High School Gym. I'm James Hurd in for Holland Hutchinson. He'll have the call of the West Plains Grizzlies, Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies versus Jefferson College coming up shortly after this game. But we're here in the second half. Forsyth to start the quarter with the ball. Holmes has it. Top of the key. Gets it down to Cohen. Cohen backing down long. And a charge. Good job, Josiah Long. Taking that charge, that's going to be the second foul on Drew Cohen. And that was a fairly clean first half. They were really late when West Plains got into the bonus. But neither team was in the bonus in the first. So it's been a well-played game. The officials are letting them play a little bit. Very entertaining. Josiah Long gets the ball down, gets it out to Tuma. Over to Briggs Houston. Takes it off the three. He drives down to the baseline, passes it over to Josiah Long. Back out to Kraft. Kraft all the way down. Scoop up and under. Briggs Houston with the rebound. Up tough. He gets fouled, but no call. Tuma with the ball. Gets it over to Long for three. Oh, rims around. And they're going to call a push on Briggs Houston on that rebound. Long had a good look at it, and it did everything to go down. Actually, they called that. Well, they called that foul on Grant Mayhem. There we go. We'll get it straightened out here in a moment. Forsyth with the ball. Cohen gets it over to Strahan. Strahan in the corner. Holmes misses the three. Rebound. Ethan Tuma gets it over to Long. Long back to Tuma. Here comes the Scissors. They cross the timeline. Gets it to Kraft. Tuma, Kraft, Mayhem, Long, and Houston. On the floor, zone away. Coach Miller was trying to get them to say it was tipped. They're going to talk about it here. I did not catch whether it was tipped. If it was very, very slight. They're going to go ahead and stick with their initial call. It'll be Forsyth ball, inbounding it on the baseline. Walls gets it into Holmes. Holmes being guarded by Josiah Long. Crossover. Down the lane, pulls it back out. They work the ball around the perimeter to Hallbrook. Kraft gets in the passing lane, just about forces the steal, but Forsyth is able to run it down. Hallbrook in the corner for three, and it's good. That puts him into double figures, Chris Hallbrook, for the first 3 points. They get it down into Briggs Houston. Houston with the pass. Here's Tuma for three. Oh, beautiful. That's his third of the afternoon. I tell you, that was a work of art there. That was a beautiful shot by Ethan Tuma. Here comes Holmes driving down the lane. Baseline opens up. Houston not able to block the shot, and Holmes goes in for two. That gives him 11 on the game, so that's his second Forsyth Panther. In double figures, West Plains with the ball. Here's Long for three. Oh, off the back of the iron. Great Mayhem goes up for the board. Houston comes down with it. He drives into the lane. Now Kraft all the way down. The scoop up. Got a little bit of a push there, but not called. And here comes Forsyth Holmes gets it down into the corner for Holbrook. No good. Rebound. Back to Holmes. Holbrook with it. In the lane. Over to the corner to Holmes. Holmes for three, and it's good. That's two here. And it's a seven-point game for Shrike, opening up with an 8-3 run here in the third quarter. West Plains needs to work the ball in and get some scores here. Houston thinks about the three, gets it down to Mahan. He's going to be fouled going in. They're going to call it on the floor. See who they call that on. I believe it's going to be number 20. Number 33, Holbrook is first. That is the team second. Kraft with the three. Oh, yeah. Beautiful shot. That's his third. Jared Kraft with a big game. He's got 17 here early on. We're under 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Nice turnaround jumper by Holbrook. He's got 8 in the quarter, 15 on the game. Houston with the ball. Gets it out to Kraft. Kraft over to Tuma. Tuma down on the corner. Long. Here's the three. Oh, off the back of the rack. Rim. Houston went up high for the rebound. Here's a give and go. And it's going to be a hold. Josiah Long with the basket, but it's not going to count the foul before the shot. That's going to be the third on Drew Cohen. He's the first one to really have any kind of foul trouble whatsoever. West Plains gets the ball in. Houston's got it. Out to Kraft. Tuma works it down to Long. Long down the baseline. Up and over. And he misses. Here comes Forsythe. Forsythe drives it down. Got it in the corner. Holbrook. Left-hand dribble. Tries to work it into Holmes. They're going to call a foul on Long there as they were going to the ball. That'll be second on Josiah. Be the second team foul on West Plains here in the third quarter. Clayton Roberts and Jacob Moore going to check out. Long and Mahan going to take a break here. 46-38 West Plains with the third quarter lead. 4 minutes and 8 seconds left. Holbrook again for three. No good. I think Edmund got blocked a little bit. And Moore coming down with a rebound. Here comes the scissors. Bringing down Robbins. Left-handed three. Oh, he... short. Oh, nice hustle by Moore, but he was not able to save it out before it went out of bounds. That's going to be another turnover. That's 8 on West Plains now. According to my figures, that's definitely not official scoring, but what we're going to call it anyway. Here comes Forsythe. They get the ball over the timeline, working it around the perimeter. Strahan. Gets it down to Holbrook. Holbrook's had the hot hand. He's got 8 points here in the third quarter. And he's got 15 overall. They work it down to Phoenix Maloney. Maloney back to Holbrook. Back to Maloney. A long three. No good. Rebound comes down to Strahan. He's going to pull it back out. Now he's trying to go in among the trees there, but thought better of it. Forsythe gets the ball back out around the perimeter. And there's a long, but no call. Tuma slaps the ball out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. Forsythe going to keep the ball and inbound it under their own basket. Number 20, Tyler Strahan triggers it in. They work the ball around to Maloney. Maloney. They're going to have a hold. Who are they going to call that on? They're going to call it on Jacob Moore. I believe that's Jacob's first. Team third here in the third. Both teams with three team foul. A little bit of slower going. It started off pretty quick, but it slowed down a little bit now. But here comes West Plains. They get the ball over in the corner. Work it back out to Tuma. Tuma around to Kraft. Kraft cross court to Houston. Back to Tuma. Houston's Kraft for three. And yeah. Jared Kraft with 20. That's his fourth three-pointer on the day. He is having quite the day. Keep feeding the hot hand. Here comes Forsythe. They get the ball out. Maloney works it around. Back at the top of the key, Holbrook. Gets it to Jenkins for three and off the bank. The bank was open. That's 5 points for him. Clayton Robbins with the ball, and it's good. Good, strong move. Clayton Robbins off the rebound that puts him into double figures. And I said that was Cohen, but that was Jenkins on the last three there for Forsythe. Forsythe with the ball. Strahan thought about the three. He gets it out to Halbrook. Halbrook works it to the free throw line. Robbins with a hand in his face. Here's a good rebound. Briggs Houston gets it to Kraft. Here comes his visitors. Tuma. Robbins under the basket. Oh, can't get it to go. Fighting for the rebound. And there's a scrum on the floor. And it's going to be a jump ball, I believe. That'll go back to West Lane. Good hustle there. Nice to see the hustle. Everybody getting on the floor really good and after the ball. West Plains back up to a 10-point lead now, 51-41. A minute and 35 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Officials trying to get a little bit of sweat up off the floor. Three team fouls apiece, so may not hit the bonus here unless we get a couple quick ones between now and the end of the quarter. West Plains looking to get the ball in. They get it to Robbins. Robbins gets it over to Kraft. Kraft to Jacob Moore. Thinks about the three. Gets it down to Houston. Houston, ooh. He's going to go to the line for two. Nice, strong move, but he gets fouled. That's going to be the 14th foul on Forsythe. The second foul on Jarrett Wall. So Briggs Houston going to go to the line to shoot two. This is his first trip to the line today. And the first one is up, and it's nothing but net. The Plains have done a pretty good job when they've made it to the free throw line so far. They are 6 of 7 from the stripe. The second one for Briggs Houston, and it is also good. West Plains back to a 12-point lead. So they've extended it by one from what they had at halftime home. Nice, strong move for Forsythe. And he gets it to go. It gives him 15 on the game. Nice move by Kraft. Can't get it to go. Back out to Kraft. They get it. Ooh, in and out. And that was Ethan Miller with the three-pointer. Got the ball down in the corner, working it down to Robbins on the baseline. Gives it up to Jacob Moore. Ball's loose. Oh, nice job, Jacob Moore. Just strips the ball from Forsythe. Behind the back pass, Kraft, oh, can't get it to go. And Forsythe comes back. Oh, another charge. I believe that's the third, maybe the fourth charge that the Cougars have taken today. Great job, Clayton Robbins. Stood his ground, got ran over. Very, very good defense there. And that is going to be foul number two on DeMarcus Holmes. Next foul will produce shots if it comes before the end of the third quarter, but I believe West Plains is going to play for the final shot as we're down to 25 seconds. Let's go here in the third. 10-point lead, 53-43 for the Scissors. Tuma gets the ball over to Kraft, being guarded tightly by Holmes. Houston comes out to set the screen. Here comes Kraft all the way down. Scoop shot. No good. A little bit of contact, but no call. Forsythe throws it down. Wall comes up with the rebound and the put back. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. West Plains with a 53-45 lead over the Forsythe Panthers. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the final quarter. West Plains Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Welcome back, West Plains High School. Jim, we're about to go into the fourth quarter. West Plains holding on to an 8-point lead, 53-45 over Forsythe. They were outscored 16-13 there in that third quarter. Need to put the hammer down and get this fourth quarter victory. Jared Kraft leading him away with 20 points. He leads all scorers. DeMarcus Holmes with 15, leading Forsythe. And he brings the ball across the timeline. Forsythe with the ball to open this fourth quarter. He gets the ball down to Cohen. Cohen, being guarded by Houston, gets it down to Maloney. Maloney back to Cohen. Cohen, top of the key. home. Drives all the way down, and they got fouled, and the shot goes in. He's going to go to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He had 9 in the first half, 6 in the third quarter. Gives him 17 on the game, looking to make it 18 here. Josiah Long looking to check back into the game. The free throw is up, and it's good. Long comes in. And it's going to be Jacob Moore checking out. Kraft gets it over to Long. Forsyth back to full court pressure. Gets it to Rick Houston. Houston to Josiah. Josiah gets it to Kraft. Kraft over to Robbins. Robbins back up to Kraft. Oh, very slow pass there. Just about got picked up. They got bailed out by a foul on Phoenix Maloney. That's going to be Maloney's second foul. First of this fourth quarter. Tuma has the ball. He gets it across the timeline. Gets it down to Houston. Give and go back to Houston. All the way up in. Nice strong move. Rick Houston. Nice give and go pass by Jared Kraft. That gives Houston 8. There's Phoenix Maloney with a 3. No good. Long up high to get the rebound. He gets it out to Tuma. Here they come. Robbins. Out to Long. Long goes up. And it's good. Josiah Long comes flying down the lane. Puts up the running one-hander. And West Plains back up 57-48. Holmes drives down the baseline. He gets it out to Cohen. Cohen drives down on Houston. Looking somewhere to go. Good defense by West Plains. He gets it out to Holmes. Holmes drives down the lane. Robbins on him. Nice block. Clayton Robbins. And here comes Houston. On the break. Up. Oh, no good. Forsyth coming back down the lane. Could have been a loss there. They get it over to Cohen. Going in the corner to Holmes. And no good. Rebound. Forsyth. They get it back up again and in. Too many chances there. As Albrook got 2 offensive boards and was able to finish off West Plains with the full court against the full court pressure of Forsyth. They get the ball down. Houston gets the ball outside the 3-point line and works it around to Tuma. Tuma to Kraft. Kraft gets it to Houston on the free throw line. He gets it over to Tuma. Thinks about the 3. He pulls it out. And here's back to Houston. Robbins with the left-handed 3. Oh, that looks good from here, but it just does not fall. And now they're going to get a foul. On Clayton Robbins trying to go after the ball. Good hustle play there, but he did get him. I believe that is going to be the second. Yes, it'll be the second foul on Clayton Robbins. It'll be the second team foul here in the fourth quarter for the Zizzers. Zizzers hanging on to a 7-point lead. Getting a little bit tight here, 57-50. 5 minutes, 45 seconds left to go here in the game. Forsyth with the ball. Maloney out top. He works the ball to Strahan. Strahan throws one up. They're going to call the foul on Kraft, but that was he just kind of shot-footed the ball up there and forced the contact. More power to him, I guess. All right, that's going to send number 20, Tyler Strahan, to the line to shoot 2. The first one is up, and it is good. Strahan with 6 points now on the night. He missed his first 2 free throws in the first quarter. Then he gets this one to go. He's 1 for 3 and make that 1 for 4. Nice rebound, Rick Houston. West Plains brings it down. Gets it to Tuma. Need to get some points here. Houston. Outside the 3-point line to Robbins. Robbins gets it to Tuma. He drives down, kicks it out to Houston. Houston back over to Tuma. He drives down the baseline. Blocked off there. Josiah Long all the way to the rim. No good. Rebound, Robbins. Oh, awful lot of contact there. No call. Here comes Forsyth. All the way down the lane for Holbrook. He's going to be fouled, and looks like they're going to call it on the floor, though, after the missed shot. That's going to be on Clayton Robbins, his 3rd. And West Plains, you got 4 fouls now. So the next one, after the next one, Forsyth's going to be shooting some free throws. Maloney misses the free throw. three-pointer. Robbins comes down with the rebound. He gets fouled, and West Plains is going to get the ball on the baseline. 57-51, fourth quarter here. Just under 5 minutes left to go. This has been a good one, but it's getting a little bit tight. Forsyth going into full court pressure. And West Plains needs to find the open man and get the ball down low once again. That's what they were doing and having some success earlier. Kraft with the ball. Gets it over to Long. Long looks into Houston. Houston up strong. Oh, man, just cannot get it fall. Great rebound. Clayton Robbins. He'll go to the line for three. Tough move, Clayton Robbins. Beautiful rebound up and in. Gets fouled. He's going to go back to the line. Go back to three-point play and try to make this a nine-point scissor lead. Clayton's 3-for-4, makes that 4-for-5 from the line. Once again, West Plains has really shot well from the free throw line. They open up a 9-point lead. We've got a timeout on the floor. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on High Country KDY.
4 minutes and 37 seconds left to go here in this one. 9-point lead for the Scissors, 60-51. Forsyth with the ball. Holmes going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Holbrook. Holbrook down the lane. Kicks it back out. Free throw extended. Got it to Strahan. Strahan back to Holmes. Holmes drives down. Walt, no call. He gets it down to Walls. Walls up. Blocked by Briggs Houston, and he comes down with the ball. Nice defense there by the Scissors. Tuma kicks it out to Kraft. Forsyth extending their defense out, so West Plains needs to take advantage, try to find some open guys here. Clayton Robbins down inside. He goes up strong again. Nice move. That gives him 5 for the quarter, 7 for the half, and he's in double figures with 15 tonight. Jared Kraft leading the Scissors with 20 here so far. Holmes down the lane. He puts it up. No good. Rebound comes around and down to Tuma. Josiah Long with the ball. Back to Kraft. All the way down the line. Scoop up. No good. Robbins couldn't quite get the rebound. Comes down to Forsyth, and here comes the Panthers. 11-point Scissor lead, 62-51. Here's the three-pointer up. Long, no good for the Panthers. Josiah Long with the rebound. Jared Kraft going to slow things down a little bit. He brings it across, gets it to Briggs Houston. Houston looks inside to Robbins. Robbins over to Long, inside the three-point line. Oh, just misses. Rebound, Tuma. Briggs Houston gets inside position, and he goes up for two more. That puts Briggs into double figures with 10. Jared Kraft's got 20, Robbins got 15, and Briggs Houston with 10. Three Scissors so far into double figures. Ethan Tuma knocking on the door with 9. Forsyth gets the ball working out, trying to find an open shot here. Albrook gets the ball. Nice defense by Long, but they're going to say, not sure if they're calling a foul, but we do have a timeout on the floor. We'll decipher that, but we're going to take a full timeout here. So we'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the last 2 minutes and 29 seconds of Scissors Basketball on High Country, KDY.
Scissors Basketball action continues now on KDY.
Welcome back. It is 64-51. Scissors Forsyth with the ball. Cohen with a long three. No good. Rebound. Houston gets it out to Long. They got numbers. He's going to go all the way down, up, and in. Good job by Josiah Long. That gives him 8 on the day. He goes all the way down the right side. He's able to put in the right-hand layup. Forsyth with the ball back. Gets to the top of the key. Holbrook drives down the lane. Up. No good. Rebound. Clayton Robbins. And West Plains is really taking control of the board for the last few minutes. There's a pass over to Long off the rim. Long all the way down the baseline. Oh, he gets fouled. They're going to call a blocking foul on Jarrett Walt. That's going to be Walt's third foul. That's fourth team foul on Forsyth, and Josiah Long will go to the line. This will be his first trip to the line today. It's a 15-point West Lane Scissor lead, a minute and 43 seconds left. The first one's up, and it is good. Long looking to make this a 17-point game here. Second one's up. Off the front of the rim, rebound comes down to Hallbrook. He brings it across, pressing all the way down. Nice hands by Robbins. That was clean, it looks, from here, but they're going to get him. They got him on the arm there, so that'll be a foul on the floor. That's going to be the fifth foul. 15th foul. It's going to be fourth on Robbins. And that is going to send Hallbrook to the line to shoot two. And we got wholesale changes here for the Zizzers. Nice round of applause for the starters as they have done just a great job today. 67-51, they've got the lead, minute and 38 seconds left. Both free throws were missed. There by Hallbrook, and here comes the Zizzers. Mahan all the way down, left, right-handed layup, and it is good. That is 4 points for Mahan. Got a substitution on the floor for Forsyth as they bring in their bench as well. Number 35, Reed Wyman with the ball. Gets it up to Pablo Comer. Back to Wyman. Wyman over to Sanders. Sanders works it around to Comer. Down the baseline. Tries to work it inside. Judd with the steal. Here comes West Plain. Back into their own side. Mahan gets it down to Jacob Moore. Moore over to Miller. Bomb and into Mahan. Mahan works the ball around to Judd. Back to Moore. Back to Miller, back to Moore. Running some clock here. We're down inside of 40 seconds. Nice turnaround, Mahan. Short, Jacob Moore with the rebound. Cannot follow up. Rebound comes down to Stauffer for Forsyth. He's looking somewhere to go. He chunks up a three, and it's good. Cameron Stauffer just into the game. He hits a three-pointer. We're down under 22 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter, and West Plains going to back out. But Forsyth plays defense on it, so Mahan comes down the lane, but he loses it out of bounds. They're going to say out on Forsyth. West Plains take it out under their own goal. 14.7 seconds to go. 15-point lead, 69-54. Mahan's got it in the corner. They're going to pull it out, see if Forsyth's going to drop back, and I believe they are, and that's going to do it. Final score, West Plains High School 69-54. The Zizzers with a really nice win today over a pretty good team. 14-6 coming into the day for Forsyth. West Plains moves to 7-13 on the season. We'll take a 2-minute break and we'll come back with final stats. You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hunt Country KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hunt Country KDY.
And welcome back, West Plains High School. As we get this one finished up, West Plains gets a 69-54 win over Forsyth. They were led in scoring by Jared Kraft. Jared had 20 on the night. On the afternoon, rather, Clayton Robbins had 15. Three Zizzers in double figures. Reese Houston with 10. Josiah Long and Ethan Tuma with 9 apiece. Grant Mahan added 4. Luke Von Amen, 2. Forsyth, they were led by Hallbrook. That was Chris Hallbrook. He had 17 points to Marcus Holmes, added 16 to lead Forsyth. Well, we'll be back Tuesday night for the next Zizzer game. You can catch that here on Hot Country KDY. Coming up shortly, Harlan Hutchinson. He will have the MSU West Plains Grizzlies game as they play Jefferson College. Glad to have you along. Be sure to stick around for Grizzly basketball and then tune back in Tuesday evening as we have another West Plains Zizzer basketball game. This time will be against Waynesville. For Harlan Hutchinson, for Nate, back at the studio, I'm James Hurt. Have a great afternoon.
West Plains Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.